violence hampers work in Kenya and Sudan. A Bible ministry helps teen outreach in North America, and a health clinic ministry brings unity to Ghana. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The death of opposition leaders in Kenya has postponed negotiations to end post-election violence and has triggered renewed ethnic violence. More than 850 people have died in the violence. Evangelical Christian leaders who have ministry centers in Kenya are concerned. SIM's Steve Strauss says their missionaries are affected in a number of ways.
They're having to be extra careful of where they go and when they go there. It has affected our work in southern Sudan, which is supported and based in Kenya. And then, like many other missions, we have MKs from many countries in East Africa who get their education at the Rift Valley Academy, and Rift Valley opened a little bit later because of the violence.
Strauss says if nothing's done, it could spiral into a bloodbath. With a Christian majority, he says believers can make a difference.
We really need to pray that those that really know Christ would really display a strong Christian value, and I think that the people of God could prevent this from becoming something like what happened in Rwanda.
Meanwhile, over a 250,000 refugees in Kenya are still unable to return home. Food is scarce, prices are skyrocketing. In response, Global Aid Network sent 400,000 meals to be distributed through a partner ministry. In addition, Gain USA is sending other critically needed aid like clothing, new shoes, blankets, canned goods, and medical supplies. In serving, Gain teams demonstrate the love of God through word and deed. Go to our website to help Gain do even more in Kenya. You're listening to Mission Network News. International Bible Society Send the Light is launching the second edition of their urban youth targeted New Testament called My City, My God Tomorrow. The youth-themed edition includes testimonies from teams about how Christ has impacted their lives. IBS STL's Rich Blanco explains why they got involved.
We look at our role as a toolmaker. We have confidence that the Word of God has something to say and to speak into every life situation. So we just pray for the Lord to use it in many different situations.
IBS STL cooperated with Youth Partners Net and other ministries targeting urban youth. It's being released to 300 youth ministry participants at the Reload Urban Youth Conference in Denver, Colorado.
As we look at this scripture piece, we look at it as a tool, and we hope that it's going to have impact in all three of those areas. Hopefully ministering to kids before they make some life-changing decisions, or while they're in those difficult situations, or after.
Go to our website for details. Elsewhere in Ghana, the Prom Prom Health Clinic is the primary medical care facility in the region, servicing 10,000 residents. Oasis Institute's Art Speck says the need for the recent clinic expansion and a security wall has been met through community effort and partnership. The building process has helped underscore the evangelistic mission of the Oasis Training Center.
We are training to live and living to train, but we're training church pastors and church leaders to be able to motivate people and to be able to work together. And it's projects such as the clinic, it involves the whole community, so it leads credibility to what we are doing.
Speck says they're hoping the clinic will be completed by the end of the year. Pray for ministry as they build into future ministry.
They see that we're just not out to make a name for ourselves, but we're actually trying to do something for them and helping them. So it makes them much more receptive to the Word of God.
And despite increasing amounts of persecution in 2007, Agape Evangelical Center in Kazakhstan is thriving. The Bridge International-supported center has grown from just a handful of believers in 1991 to one of the largest indigenous ministries in Central Asia. The center's providing mercy outreaches, running a Bible college, has established 60 satellite churches, running a drug rehab center, and more. Pray that God will provide more resources to expand even further. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Orphan Outreach is making available lullabies, songs for quiet moments. Songs that will quiet the little ones, but lyrics that will touch your soul. It's being sent to you to remind you of the needs of orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.